This is Tyler Maxson from Wave Farm's Radio Art Archives, and I'm introducing Characterized by GX Jupiter Larson. Characterized is a radio poem, as the artist puts it, that adapts the words of Chelsea Manning, the United States intelligence analyst turned whistleblower. In this work, the artist mixes and loops and stretches and distorts phrases taken from Manning's personal statement to the court-martial at a 2013 pretrial hearing. This piece was broadcast throughout 2015 on a number of stations, including Resonance FM in the UK, Borealis Festival Radio in Norway, and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's radio series Soundproof. This is Characterized.
Isolated. 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 Isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm care. Isolated. I'm
I care.
Isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated. I'm
I
isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated. I'm isolated.
I
care. I'm isolated. I'm isolated. I'm isolated.
I care.
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 I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated. I'm
I
isolated. I'm
I
isolated. I'm isolated. I'm isolated. I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated.
I care.
I'm isolated. I'm
isolated.
I'm isolated. I'm isolated.
I care. I care.
I'm isolated. I'm isolated.
Thank you. Open. 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 O-P-E-N. O-P-E-N. Open.
I assessed that my natural interest in geopolitical affairs and my computer skills would make me an excellent intelligence analyst. I assessed that my natural interest in geopolitical affairs and my computer skills would make me an excellent intelligence analyst. I assessed that my natural interest in geopolitical affairs and my computer skills would make me an excellent intelligence analyst. I had several machines crash on me. During deployment, I had several machines crash on me. I was interested in geopolitical matters and information technology. I was interested in geopolitical matters and information technology. I took the standard armed services aptitude battery. My score was high enough to qualify for an any enlisted position. My recruiter informed me that I should select a position that complemented my interests outside the military. In response, I told him I was interested in geopolitical matters and information technology. He suggested I consider becoming an intelligence analyst. I assessed that my natural interest in geopolitical affairs and my computer skills would make me an excellent intelligence analyst. During the deployment, I had several machines crash on me. Whenever one computer crashed, I lost information. But the redundancy method ensured my ability to quickly restore old backup data and add current information to the machine when it was repaired or replaced. My primary reason for following WikiLeaks was curiosity. I would describe WikiLeaks as almost academic in nature. I began to become depressed with the situation we found ourselves increasingly mired in. I believe that if the general public had access to the information, it could spark a domestic debate on the role of the military and our foreign policy in general. I also believe the detailed analysis of the data over a long period of time by different sectors of society might cause society to re-evaluate the need or even the desire to even to engage in counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations that ignore the complex dynamics of the people living in the affected environment every day. I then decided to contact the New York Times. The phone rang and was answered by a machine. I left a message stating I had access to information. I never received a reply from the New York Times. Shortly after this, I accessed as diplomatic cables were being reported. I also began scanning the database and reading other random cables that piqued my curiosity. Two Reuters employees were killed during the same aerial weapon team engagement. Reuters had requested for a copy of the video and did not receive any formal response or written determination. The people in the van were not a threat. The most alarming aspect of the video to me, however, might the seemingly delightful bloodlust the aerial weapons team seemed to have. They dehumanize the individuals they were engaging and seem to not value human life, and referred to them as quote,
and our foreign
unquote,
the military,
and congratulated each other on their ability to kill a large number.
Information
the aerial weapons
to
team
the
lacked
public,
sympathy for children. I was
I
left
believe
wondering
that
what these things mean
in,
and how it all fits together.
Found
it
ourselves
me
in the situation we
I hoped the public would be as alarmed as I was. I am the type of person who likes to know how things work, and as an analyst, this means I always want to figure out the truth. I was not satisfied with just scratching the surface and producing canned or cookie-cutter assessments. I wanted to know why something was the way it was, and what we should do to correct or mitigate the situation. I looked at it as much information as possible. Doing so provided me with the ability to make connections that others missed. The more I read the cables, the more I came to the conclusion this is the type of information that should become public. The world would be a better place if states would avoid making secret hacks and deals with or against each other.
In response, we suggested that I call the question of the intelligence of the Institute and my natural interest,
the need
for
more
by computer
diplomacy. I was left wondering, what do these things mean? I was left wondering, but the redundant listing method ensured that utility and our service services were backed up, and ad score was high enough to the machine that was required to replace. My primary reason for selection was elected position was implemented by and described utilizing the terminal's academic nature. In response, I told them that I was interested in the situation and found it in emotions and refer to them. He suggested that I looked at it as much information. I insist on my natural interest in geopolitical affairs and our foreign policy in Japan. I also believe the detailed analysis of during the deployment I carried out on the different sectors of society. Whenever one might call society to re-evaluate the need or even the desire to even to engage in counterterrorism and counterinsurgency operations that ignore the complex dynamics of the people living in the affected environment every day. In order to I then decided to contact the Standard Armed Services. The phone rang and was answered by a machine. I left a message stating that I had access to information. I never received a message from elected positions that supplemented my In response, I told him I was interested in geoing the database and inputting other random cables that piqued my curiosity. I suggested I looked at it as much as two Reuters employees were killed in the same area I wanted to engage in geopolitical I had several machines crammed into the van. Whenever one computer crashed, the NASA analyzed the video to me, however,
might the seemingly delightful bloodlust period of time's data over a long time.
In order to dehumanize the individual technology, I also believe that we human life. I looked at it as much information as possible. Doing so provided me with the ability to make connections that others missed. The more I read the cables, the more I came to the conclusion this is the type of information that should become public. The world would be a better place if states would avoid making secret checks and deals with or against each other.
In response, I assessed my natural interest,
the need for more open diplomacy. I want to know why something was the way it was.
Just heard Characterized by GX Jupiter Larson. You can learn more about this artwork at Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.